Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Mike. Welcome to Let's Get Honest. Thank you so much for continuing to listen through all of my nonsense as I'm going through this podcast, because sometimes I can get quite wild. But hey, it's all about being I'm not perfect, just like the rest of us, and it's cool to laugh at yourself. But today's topic is something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while. I just wanted to feel through it and really understand what God was asking me to speak about and what he wanted me to present to you guys through my own experience. And today we're going to talk about victimization. And it's so important to understand the difference between being a victim versus looking at yourself like a victim. Because when you view yourself as a victim, you become your own oppressor. And what I mean by that is that, you know, you can be a victim of a crime that has happened to you, or you can be a victim of racism that has happened to you, or sexism that has happened to you. But to continue to view the world as, you know, as everybody hates you because that one thing has happened, is not how we're supposed to view the world, but it's also not how we're supposed to walk. Because we're supposed to walk in a posture of forgiveness and humility, because we understand that we have also wronged people, but Jesus has chosen to forgive us, so we have to walk in forgiveness by giving that to others. So before we keep going, let's bring it back to prayer. Father God, please bless each and every one of these listeners so that they have a more deeper understanding of you and how you want us to view ourselves, and how deeply you love us and don't want us to be locked in this box of victimization that the devil can control. Please release us each from the victimization that has affected every listener, and allow us to come into more realization of the love that you have for us so that we can turn that love onto others. We pray this in Jesus' name and continue on in Jesus' name. You know, so as we think about victimization, one of the first things that I think about is when Jesus spoke about in the Beatitudes about turning the other cheek, where he said in Matthew 5, verses 39, "But I say, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, offer the other cheek also." What he means by this is if someone slanders you, we shouldn't be turning around and slandering them back. We should just be like, okay, that's fine. I'm not going to sink to your level and start calling you names. And, you know, the biggest thing when I'm thinking about that in my life is where, as soon as someone was telling me something constructive, that victimization in my head was always, oh, this person's just trying to slander me, or I don't agree with them at all, and I would never let them finish. And I would just start pointing out things that they did wrong, and I'll just start pointing out bad qualities about them. And that's a really awful place to start a conversation. It doesn't allow for free exchange of ideas and allow for constructive disagreement. Because when all we're doing is viewing the world as people who hate us and want to discriminate against us, we move in a posture that becomes very unforgiving and hateful, to a point where we're very bitter about everybody that we come across. And that's not a great way to live. You know, because as Jesus said in Matthew 5, verses 41, as he continued with his Beatitudes, "If a soldier demands that you carry his gear for a mile, carry it 2 miles. What he's saying here, and you can translate change the word soldier into someone. So if someone is, you know, asking you to go a mile with them, go 2, you know, or allow them to speak out what they're trying to say to you. Don't interrupt them, because if you do, you're not going to be able to hear the whole thing that they want to say. And there might be a part of what they're saying that you agree with, or might make you stop and be like, oh, maybe that's something I should change about myself, because it's all about the betterment of you, so that you can get out of this box of victimization. Because, you know, as Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 through 13 said, so take a new grip with your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Mark out a straight path for your feet so that those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong. Because it's Jesus that makes us strong. And in our weakness, he strengthens us. Because it's for his glory that I go through that struggle. And it was truly the victimization that I was viewing of myself and how everybody was just trying to oppress me that made me so bitter, that, as I said in previous episode, made me start a fight with my father, or made me be rude to my sister, or made me be rude to the people around me, which has led me to having to ask for forgiveness. And yes, it was a beautiful thing being able to ask for forgiveness, but it would have been better if I chose not to do it. However, this is where God brings in blessings, because even though we made the wrong decision, he has blessed our path to be able to give us a new path. And just like Colossians 3 through 13 says, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Because remember, the Lord forgave you first, so you must forgive others. So because Jesus forgave us, it is our duty to forgive others. Now, I do understand that there might be a situation that you come across that it's just too hard for you to forgive someone. And if you're having trouble forgiving someone, this is where you give it to God to help you forgive that person. And ultimately, if you can't forgive that person, you give it to God, because he can forgive anything as long as that person comes to him with an open heart of wanting to understand him more. When I think about forgiveness, I think about this really inspiring story about a woman named Eva Mose Kaur, if I'm pronouncing her name right. She was a girl when this horrible tragedy happened to her, when she was in the middle of the Holocaust, when her family was being murdered around her. And as a woman, when she had matured to her senior age, she was presented with the opportunity to forgive a former Nazi guard at his trial. And she not only forgave him, but accepted a kiss and an embrace from him. Now, that is ultimate forgiveness. And not all of us will be able to do that. But when we are presented with an opportunity to forgive someone, we need to bring that to God and ask him to help us in that moment. Because as I have spoken about before, forgiveness is more for you than it is for the other person. Because if someone does something awful to you, that doesn't mean that you have to allow them back into your life. You know, like if someone stole something from my house, I could forgive them, but it doesn't mean I'm going to allow them back into my house. It just gives you the peace to be able to move on, as I've said before in a previous episode. But ultimately, when we view the world as hateful, we start to become hateful, and we start to move in a way that God doesn't want us to. So as we finish off the episode today, I want to bring it back to prayer again, with the famous prayer, Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need and forgive us of our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. Always remember, my fellow brothers and sisters, that a lot of times it comes back to forgiveness, so that we don't become the victim in our own story. So today, go forward knowing that God so loves you deeply and wants a closer relationship with you. I'll see you next week, my fellow brothers and sisters. Stay blessed.